Jennifer Boyden, What the Ghost Knows. Your ghost has spent so long neither dead nor undead that it knows little, but wants to please you with its learning. Is this good, it asks, pickling a cat's tail or shoving pens through the mattress? You're busy, but have time to shake your head. Not that, you say, this, and show it a different way. You arrive home and see that the ghost was bent on learning without you. This, this, that, it points to bottles glued to the rug, a chimney full of corn, the neighbor's head in a chair. No, you say, like this. You ask the ghost to stop trying, suggested experiments with a very short piece of string. But the ghost is interested in your world of matter, its medium, material. Much can go wrong with a spoon, latex on the heater, scissors in the car, but the ghost is learning. The ghost wants to know why so few things go together, how it happened that so much got severed from so much else, and combs your hair with a fork, well, it asks.